But I've been thinking about this topic of parikrama or pradakshina, the circumambulation. And I see like a few different types of it. One is like sometimes after some ritualistic worship, the priest will ask us to do pradakshina on the spot, like three times. You turn and you make pranams.
Yeah.
Another is when we go to a temple, we go around the deity themselves. We do pradakshina. Even Thakur's temple, I see people doing the pradakshina. And the third one that I understand is where you go around like a holy place, like Govardhan, and you know, Narmada Parikrama. I think Swami Turyananda also did some Parikrama. So these three types I see, and also I hear it mentioned like as a mental worship act where, you know, if I'm any movement I'm doing, if I'm going around doing my work, let it be like a circumambulation around you. But I would like to understand what is the great idea behind it, because it seems a lot of upasanas and these great ideas are built into these rituals. And if I am doing pradakshina, then physically I'm going around, but what should I be doing mentally at that time?
Right. First of all, there are no three varieties of pradakshina, whether it is around a person, round a temple, round a sacred hill, Govardhana hill, etc. is only going round, circumambulation. So, when you are, for example, going round Sri Ramakrishna's temple, whom are you thinking about? Sri Ramakrishna. When a person is going round Govardhana hill, what is he thinking about? This is the sacred hill where Bhagavan Krishna had sported, isn't it?
Yes.
Whatever it is, the idea of sacredness. Huh. And another sacredness is another name for Brahman. There is nothing else excepting sacredness. So when you are thinking about God, pradakshina means what? So another name for God is Atma. Pradakshina is nothing but going round my own true self. The idea is, just as when we do pradakshina, no other thought should interfere. I should be thinking about only God. So is that a thought in my mind or not?
Yes.
So when I am doing pradakshinam, am I only producing thoughts of God or not?
Yeah.
That thinking about God is the very purpose of pradakshina. That's all, nothing else. And another name for Brahman is what we think God. God in the Belur Mat, God in Dakshineswar, God in Vrindavan is called Brahman. And what is Brahman is my own true nature. So, I am not able, at this moment, I am not able to think I am Brahman. But I am able to think about Brahman. Did you get it? I am not able to think I am Brahman.
Right.
But I am able to think about
Brahman.
Yeah. So, in course of time, I realize I does not exist. What exists, if Brahman is everything, where from this separate I comes, there is no place for a separate I. So, the whole universe is nothing but Brahman only. I am in the universe. I am one in the universe. Therefore, I am also nothing but Brahman. So, pradakshina is to think of God intensely. So, when I think of God, what am I? So, I will tell you a secret here. When I think of sweetness, now you will have to ponder over it and make it your own. When I am thinking about sweetness, I become sweetness or not?
Yes.
Can you think of a thought without becoming one with it? Impossible.
Yeah.
So therefore, when I'm thinking of God, albeit unconsciously, I'm only thinking about myself.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking about holiness, purity, unselfishness, all those qualities associated with spirituality. You see what happens?
Yes, Maharaj.
So, this is a good way of doing it, meditation. This is called walking meditation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that is the truth about it.
That's wonderful, Maharaj.
Yeah.
So, now to a more difficult type of subject for us, is about death. And so I remember, Maharaj, once you had mentioned that meditating upon death is a good thing, you know, if we can do that. And it can help us progress a lot. So how to kind of incorporate that in our daily, day-to-day? Because even if we, for someone like me who's, you know, starting out, we forget. We can discriminate for a moment. Oh, okay, this is temporary. But we, next moment we forget. And death can come any moment. So how to kind of bring that into our daily life?
Okay. There is no easy way. We have to make it a permanent. So what is death? Death, instead of death, you convert into change. So if you are happy, then you became unhappy, then again you became happy. Is it not happening?
Yes.
You are healthy, then something pricks, you are not healthy anymore. Then you do something, then again you become. So everything is changing. Change is called death. That is the first point. So only thing is with the physical death. All that we are associated after the birth in this life will be only a distant memory, not to be accessed again. It can be accessed, but generally we don't, and we should not. Otherwise, our poor brain will be overburdened. Okay. But the important point is, when you are thinking of change, then you are also witnessing change. Yesterday, I was happy. Yeah. Today I am not happy. You are a witness to both.
Right.
So, slowly, if we can apply it in our day-to-day life, same thing can be applied to what we call death also. So, that is how we have to start with a small matter and then slowly progress, because death is nothing but a change. Yes. Sri Ramakrishna was witnessing Akshay's death. So, everybody was weeping, he was laughing. So, we will be also laughing. I hope everybody else will be weeping. But that's a vain hope. You know why? In this world, nobody loves anybody. One less problem. So, temporarily they might. Yeah. But in the long run, how do we know? Because they forget everything. After some years, it is even hard for them to understand, oh, I had a mother like that.
Yeah.
So, this we forget. Nobody thinks about anybody else excepting one's own self. It's a great lesson. So, we have to start with small things. And slowly progress. That is why sadhana is necessary. So that is the answer. Don't think of the ultimate witnessing. So every day think, okay, today is dead. So what did I do? How did I spend my time? That is the wonderful practice.